following is a true story.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I'd sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel the timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare. If we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-838-2626. That's 800-838-2626. 800-838-2626.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, we get ready to move to the second half. It's a 35-3 lead for Marion, and Marion will receive to start this second half. DeBosch, we'll see what kind of adjustments Matt Holm makes coming out of the halftime locker room, especially defensively. I don't know what the answer is to slow down this offense.
I don't know that you find an answer to this offense, but you know, we get to find out right off the bat and get the defense tested right out of the gate here. So. We'll find out real fast.
Carlos Cardenas, who had a 23-yard field goal in the first half, will kick off for Mountain Home.
Cardenas to kick off for the Bombers.
Teed up at the 40-yard line. Grays and Phillips back deep for Marion. Here comes the approach and the short pooch-style kick. Fair catch called for. Fumbled at the 30, picked up by the Patriots. And they'll have the ball at the 30-yard line.
Just inside the 30-yard line, Marion will take over first and 10.
Went to fair catch it there and just put it on the ground. That was a good heads-up play by the cover team. Just couldn't get to the ball fast enough.
DJ Johnson, who had a touchdown catch in the first half, couldn't cleanly handle the kickoff. So Marion starts from their own 30-yard line. They'll operate left to right here in this third quarter of action.
We get to find out what kind of adjustments they made at halftime here, and the defense got the work cut out for them.
They empty the backfield. Price goes in motion. The pass complete to the near side. That's Hunt with the catch across the 40. First down. They're going to mark it at the 42 with a 12-yard pickup on first down.
About the
11:53 left third down. Quarter, just getting the second half underway.
Lindsay was there for the
Price line. Will get the handoff, running right up the middle. He's going to pick up 5, maybe 6 on the play. They'll mark him at about the 42-yard line with a pickup of 5.
Price on the carry, takes the ball out to the 48-yard line.
Talbert a little slow to get up there, one of our defensive tackles.
Talbert was there with the Bombers.
Second to 5 here for the Patriots. And the handoff is again Price coming to the near side, running to his right, and he is going to have a first down just inside the 48-yard line. And it's going to be a fresh set of downs now for the Patriots. I'll mark it at the 47. Pickup of 6 on the play. And Marion. Get the ball on the ground for several times in a row. Now the play action, the pass across the middle, complete to Hunt. He's inside the 30, breaks a tackle. The ball's on the ground. He falls on it at the 30-yard line. It's a 17-yard pickup.
Looks like he tried to do a little spin move there. The ball just kind of fell out. And he was able to pick it up and still make some positive yards out of it.
So first down for the Patriots. Kale wants to pass, a little swing pass to the running back, and great hit by Dawson Tabor. He plants Anthony Price into the ground for a big loss on the play, a loss of 5 back to the 35-yard line.
He didn't have Tabor fooled at all on that play. I think Tabor caught him in the air right as he jumped and just put him flat on his back. You like to see that.
That was a great stick by Tabor. So second and 15 now for the Patriots. They empty the backfield. The pass to the left side is going to be complete second effort. It's going to go for about a 7 or 8 yard gain for the Patriots.
Pass is complete.
It's good to see your defensive backs flying the football there, you know. Bringing up a big third down here. That was a great play by the defense.
That was Doran on the catch that time. About a 2 yard gain to the 33. So third and about 13 coming up. Kale across the middle. It's incomplete. Had a man on a crossing pattern and Cage cannot haul him in, so fourth down now for this Marion offense.
Is this the first fourth down that we've seen?
It is. Isn't it?
I think it is. It is. I mean, they've really been able to capitalize and move the ball, but, I mean, this defense for the Bombers coming out in the second half, pretty fired up.
Fourth and about 13 for the Patriots. They have to get inside the 21 to move the chains. Kale on fourth down, looking long, right side, has a man, it's caught, touchdown, Marion. It's Slade Webb with his second touchdown catch of the night. It goes for 33 yards, and Marion has invoked the mercy rule here on the first possession of the third quarter.
And you can't blame Sorrell there, you know, he's made two picks tonight already, and he slowed up, thinking, you know, kind of the same thing there. I think his eyes got big, and they were just able to throw it over the top of them and score there.
Now Pierre in for the extra point. With 9:51 left in the third, and it is good. Our scores, we hit the break. Marion 42, Mountain Home 3. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
The Saracen Casino Resort of Pine Bluff, Jefferson County, proudly supports athletics and academics in Arkansas. That's why we're investing more than $350 million to support Arkansas families. Our students are the life and blood of any institution. That's why we are proud to support them as they prepare for life's ongoing challenges. The Quapaw Nation, founders of the Saracen Casino Resort, believes not only in spirited athletic competition, but excellence in education as well. The Saracen Casino Resort, building our community one student at a time.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here comes the kickoff now from Pieri, and this is going to get into the end zone for the touchback. Again, the mercy rule invoked, so the clock is running now.
At least he turned around that time to make sure it went in the end zone after that last kickoff.
Yeah, that one in the first half. It barely made it in.
Barely did. I was afraid he was going to run back out.
Well, let's see what the Bombers want to do offensively. It looks like it's going to be Tabor coming out of quarterback, so they'll run this spread offense once again. And Mountain Home will start at the 20-yard line.
Saw some real glimmers of hope with this kind of spread that they're in the first half. I'm interested to see what kind of adjustments they've made there in halftime.
Tabor making a few signals. He's ready. The handoff right side. And, boy, there's not much there at all. Gain of, they're going to give him a spot out to about the 2 yard line for the fullback Bashirs.
Second down and eight. Was there.
Some generous forward progress there.
Wasn't it?
Makes it a pretty decent little play.
That in one of those inside linebackers, Rizal Rux, making the stop that time for Marion. Second and eight now for Mountain Home with 8:29 left in the third. Clock running all the time now with the mercy rule. Tabor looking to pass across the middle and just off the hands of Pausch. Incomplete.
We said in the first half, and we're seeing it again. They're hitting them in the hands. We don't know if they're just Tabor's just ripping the ball too quick there, and it's just hitting them too hard and they can't hold on, or if we just can't hold on the ball tonight. But another well-placed pass, just couldn't bring it in.
So third and eight now for Mountain Home with 7:50 left in the third quarter. Marion up 42-3. Tabor's going to roll the pocket to the near side. Now he wants to pass across his body. It's intercepted at the 45-yard line. Looking for Paus, but it's going to be picked off. Making the play that time for Marion was the corner, Brandon Hayes.
Tabor's trying to roll there, throw across his body. It's not an easy play to make to start with, and probably should just throw it out of bounds there, but, you know, he's trying to make something happen here. Being down by this many, can't blame him, but just couldn't place it where it needed to be.
Anxious to see if the starters are done for Marion for the night. You would think they probably would be. We'll see as they come out. Nope, they still got the starters out there. Kale's still in, Price, Webb, all the starters still out there. They may get one more series. We'll see. Three on the play clock. They've got to hurry. Getting snapped. One, they do. Handoff is to Price. Price is going to be pulled down. Nice play at the line of scrimmage. That was Lindsay, I believe. Was it? Yeah, Gage Lindsay came up and made the play. Nice one. No gain on the play.
Lindsay was there for the Bombers.
6:24 left in the third quarter. Again, Price gets it. Running straight ahead, and he is going to fight his way out to the 34-yard line with a pickup of 9 on second down.
Andy Price on the carry takes the ball down to about the 30, just outside.
You know, as fast as he is, I'm a little surprised they continue to run him up the middle. You know, it's almost like you want to get him on the edge and give him a little more speed, let him turn it up, and keep trying to tuck him there in the middle.
I said the 34, it was the 36 where he was pulled down, so a gain of 7 on the play. So third and 3 here for this Marion offense with 5:43 left in the third. Price gets it again, running straight ahead, and he is going to be just shy of a first down. He's at the 34, about a half yard shy.
That's a couple first downs in a row here, Brad. I mean, you got to be proud of the defense, the way they're playing since coming out from halftime. And unfortunately, last time, the fourth down, they scored a touchdown, but still, you like to see them pushing it.
Again, this is the starters still out there. Fourth and looks to be about a half yard or so for this Marion offense. The handoff is to Price. He's got the first down inside the 30, inside the 25 to the 20, and finally pulled down right at the 20-yard line. It's a 14-yard pickup on fourth and half a yard.
And there was that edge we were talking about. You put that guy in some space, and boy, he can run.
Down to 4:47 left in the third quarter. Price again to the left side as Marion keeps it on the ground.
Pass is complete. Down to about,
I didn't realize they passed.
The
I just looked up. I saw Price had it.
Yeah, he slung it over to him, and he just – I think they're trying to get him in the end zone. This has been sort of the Price show this drive.
He gets it again, bounces it to the outside, and he is going to be pushed out of bounds inside the 5 at about the 2.
Andy Price takes the ball down to about
first down, so
he's only 5'8", you know, 183. He's not a real big player. He's just so fast.
First and goal from the 2. Price again. And he's in. Touchdown.
Touchdown, Marion.
Yeah, he got his touchdown. You called it.
Yeah.
They were going to get him one.
I guess they didn't want to go home without him having one.
First rushing touchdown of the night for Marion. Their first 7 and come through, first 6 rather, come through the air. So Price from 2 yards out. And Pierre will attempt another extra point. And this one is good. We'll break. 3:18 left in the third quarter. It's 49-3, Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons, go Bombers!
The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation reminds you that one in seven men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Down to 2 minutes left now in this third quarter as the clock continues to run. 49-3 Marion. Here's Pierre's kickoff. This one's returnable from the 7-yard line. Right up the right side, and Walker with a nice return across the 20, near the 25-yard line, and that's where Mountain almost start this next drive.
Walker on a good little return there. He just put his head down, ran right over one of the Marion players. Yeah.
So Mount Holmes starts from the 25. We're down to 125 left in this third quarter now. Looks like the double wing offense now for Mountain Home. Stockton under center and movement up front. Marion looks like they've jumped off sides. And that is the case. Five penalties, 55 yards against the Patriots tonight.
I'm going to walk off against the Patriots. Be first down and five.
Seconds left in the third. This might be the last play of the quarter by the time they get it snapped and get the ball placed down.
Looks like Marion's made quite a few substitutions on defense here.
Handoff straight ahead, and the fullback out to about the 35-yard line. Very close to a first down here. Looks like they'll have it. Bombers will move the chains. It was Pope that time with the carry. Eight seconds left in the quarter, and so Bombers will not be able to get the ball snapped, and we have played three quarters. We'll take a break with the score. Marion 49, Mountain Home 3. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.